We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. So we are watching, we started watching yesterday a documentary, a series on Netflix called This Is a Robbery.
Is that the one about the art heist?
Yes.
I put it in my queue. Okay, don't tell me too much.
So you haven't watched it yet?
No.
Okay, well, Mackenzie has already watched it, and she suggested that Gary and I watch it. So we watched the first episode yesterday.
And how many episodes is it?
I don't even know.
I think three. Oh, so it's kind of like Murder Among Mormons.
It's
brief.
Well, I don't know exactly how many it is because Mackenzie started it and I'm just going along with what she's putting on the TV. But it did kind of remind me of Murder Among the Mormons, not in the same way that, you know, it's not a similar crime or anything, but there's an eccentric person in this show. And there's an eccentric person in Murder Among the Mormons.
There was one in there. And
I don't remember his name, but if you've watched the series, you know exactly who we're talking about.
He stood out.
He did.
If you laid out every single person in that series, this guy was just very different. Like his mannerisms, his mode of dress, his speech. He was very eccentric compared to everybody else.
Yes. Not in a bad way at all. And so this woman, when they first showed her, and I was like, oh, you know, she just kind of caught my eye with, you know, just the way she was talking and everything. And as soon as she started talking, as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh, my gosh, she's just like that guy. And Gary said, in Murder Among the Mormons? I was like, yes. So it is very interesting. I don't know how it's going to play out because I don't know the history of it. It happened in 91.
So this is a true story, too.
It is.
Oh, okay.
And so it's just interesting that eccentric people, you know, can kind of stand out in a crowd.
I will tell you the only difference between someone being eccentric and someone being crazy is money.
Oh.
For example, if you live in your car and you act kind of weird and you dress a little different, people think you're crazy, like something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
But if you live in a mansion and you dress wackadoo and talk out of your head, people are like, oh, well, he's very eccentric.
That is an excellent point.
Money allows you to be nuts.
Or eccentric.
Nobody judges you.
Huh. Wow, Brian.
I'm not eccentric. I'm crazy.
Well, I do strongly recommend that you watch this. I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
Okay.
But so far, it is very interesting.